Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Data Analysis and Visualization in the Business. Intelligence for Business Development course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for effective data presentation, different types of charts and graphs, and how to create dashboards for insights. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply data visualization techniques to communicate insights effectively, enhancing your ability to convey information clearly and persuasively. Main content: best practices for effective data presentation when presenting data. Clarity is key. Effective data visualization helps your audience to quickly understand complex information. Here are some best practices to consider. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations to the preferences and expertise of your audience. This means using terminology they understand and selecting visuals that resonate with their knowledge level. Limit the amount of data. Presenting too much information can overwhelm your audience. Aim for simplicity by focusing on key insights that support your message. Use a few data points that highlight trends rather than displaying every single figure. Use consistent colors and fonts. Maintaining consistency in colors and fonts helps to create a cohesive look. Choose a color palette that is easy to interpret and avoids clutter. Tell a story. Data visualization should not just present numbers. It should tell a story. Use visuals to illustrate the connection between data points and the narrative you want to convey. Incorporate annotations. Annotations can clarify key insights within your visualizations. Adding brief notes or labels can guide your audience through the data and emphasize important findings. Types of charts and graphs. Choosing the right type of chart or graph is crucial for effective communication. Here are some common types. Bar graphs. Ideal for comparing quantities across different categories. For instance, if you want to compare sales figures for different products, a bar graph can clearly show which product performed best. Pie charts. Useful for illustrating proportions within a whole. For example, a pie chart can show the market share of different companies within an industry. However, use pie charts sparingly. They can be misleading if there are too many categories. Line graphs. Best for showing trends over time. A line graph can effectively depict sales growth over several quarters, allowing viewers to see patterns and fluctuations. Scatter plots. These are great for showing relationships between two variables. For instance, a scatter plot can display the correlation between advertising spend and sales revenue. Heat maps. Effective for visualizing data density or frequency across a geographic area or a 2D space. They can help identify hotspots, such as areas with high customer activity. Creating dashboards for insights. Dashboards are powerful tools for displaying key performance indicators, KPIs, and other relevant data at a glance. Here's how to create effective dashboards. Identify key metrics. Determine which metrics are crucial for your business objectives. This could include sales figures, customer satisfaction scores, or operational efficiency metrics. Use interactive elements. Incorporate interactive elements such as filters and drop-down menus. This allows users to customize their view and explore data that is most relevant to them. Prioritize layout. Organize your dashboard in a way that highlights the most important information first place. Critical metrics at the top and allow for easy navigation to less critical data. Integrate real-time data. If possible, use real-time data feeds to keep your dashboard up to date. This ensures your viewers have access to the most current information. Iterate based on feedback. Once your dashboard is live, gather feedback from users. Continuously improve the design and functionality based on their experiences and needs. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered essential data visualization techniques, including best practices for effective data presentation, the types of charts and graphs to use, and how to create impactful dashboards. By applying these strategies, you can enhance your communication of insights, making complex data more digestible for your audience. As you continue with your learning journey, remember that effective visualization is a key skill in business intelligence and data analysis. Reflection questions: how can you tailor your data visualizations to better suit your audience's needs? Which type of chart do you think would be most effective for presenting your current data? And why? What steps will you take to ensure that your dashboards are user-friendly and provide valuable insights? Word count: 1042 words.